You may be seated. Has death actually lost its grip on you? No, I'm serious. Are you in the center of God's perfect will? Are you doing the center of God's perfect will? I asked the kids to say, and there's not many of them today, but I want everybody 18 and under to stand up. Everybody 18 and under. Baby, you are 18 and under. Miss Janet is not 18 and under. I want you to look around. Look around. Look at all these people. Look at all these pretty faces. Folks, these children don't want to just go to the movies to see superheroes. They want to go to church to kind of live among superheroes.
Amen. That's right.
You may be seated, and you will not be bored.
Amen.
I said they were staying, and Bren went, really? So I got her in trouble at the beginning of the service. I stuck my tongue out at her. I love doing this stuff. She stuck her tongue out at me, and her mama gave her a good tongue lashing. She got in trouble. I'm like, yes. She deserved it. She probably got away with something else. Open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1, please. I want us to understand. There is, and young people, I want you to pay attention. Get off that electronic equipment. Unless you open your Bibles with it. I want you to understand that there is an almighty, awesome map, plan, that has been placed, that was placed in you in creation. Are you with me? Is everybody with me? Every person, not just the perfect people. Good luck with that one. All right? There is an awesome DNA. There's an awesome plan that was actually placed on your mind and your heart in creation. Now, it was kind of muffled and covered up some because of our sinful birth and life. But kids, are you listening? It's still there. You know how I know it's there? When people get frustrated and somewhat bitter and depressed. You know why we get frustrated and bitter and depressed? Now, we'll blame everybody else. It's my husband. It's my wife. It's those crazy kids or grandkids I've got. It's this. It's that. No, it's not. It's because we haven't chosen to be loosed of the chains that keep us from living out that awesome, almighty, eternal plan in our lives. The reason we're having no impact on the United States or the world for the name of Jesus Christ is because we've gotten so comfortable with attending church. And I'm just going to ask this rhetorical question. You don't have to answer, but God will help you to answer. Did you come today to find the center of that plan, or did you come so that people know you didn't come? Folks, if you're not finding that plan, you're not finding it. You're still bound. And the problem is too many churches and too many church people have become so mundane and so mediocre that this seems radical. This is not radical. This is Christianity. This is exactly what Jesus Christ taught his disciples. He reached out and he told smelly fishermen and tax people and all kinds of doctors and different people, listen, I came to live, die, and rise again, and I will send the person of my Holy Spirit to lift you out of this muddled mess and to help you become the person I planned for you to be before I even created the world.
Amen?
Amen? You see, folks, you don't want to live in church. You want to live in Christ.
Amen.
You want to live in the center of his plan. You want to live in the center of his power. You can't live there if all you're doing is kind of muddling in and muddling out of church. You need to allow God to show you this almighty, awesome, powerful, full of joy, full of love, full of peace plan. Yes. And do you mind if I say something? Not many people are finding it. Too many people are stuck, and they're not sure that's for them. Let me help you with something. It's for you. Well, no, that's for people who have gone to church 400 years. Or no, that's for perfect people that don't have all the problems I've got. Folks, there's nobody, I don't care how long you've been in church, that deserves the plan more than you. And there's nobody in church anywhere that has any less struggles than you.
Amen.
Hear what I'm saying. Enough. It's time to loose the chains and say, I want it all.
Amen.
I want it all. I want everything that God eternally planned for me. Enough of the excuses. Didn't hear many amens on that one. Let me say it again. Enough of the excuses. Enough of the negative Nelly reasoning that, well, you know, I just can't. I just can't is you deciding to live in sin.
Amen.
Have you decided to live in the holiness of God? Or have you decided to live in sin? And yes, it is my right and my responsibility to ask that. He's so negative. He's so mean. Grow up. Folks, let me just let you in on something. One of these days, you're going to stand before God. Ain't nobody going to be standing there with you. And all those excuses, you'll know automatically before you start giving them, they ain't going to work. You'll realize as soon as they start coming to your mind, you'll go, yeah, I need to shut up. Amen?
Amen.
Baby, where are you going? Okay. I saw Mama going. Need to play Mama. All the excuses are going to fall away. I don't care what your mama did to you. I don't care what happened in your life. I don't care. I care, but I don't care about all that. When it comes down to it, Jesus Christ died. Jesus Christ rose again. He sent the person of his Holy Spirit. You can be that person. You can live that map. You really can. The problem is we've got so stuck and mediocre in church, nobody really wants to step up and step out. We need some folks to step up and step out and be the superheroes in the church.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to you. Because God's been beating me up. I just want to beat you up a little. But do you hear what I'm saying? And hear what I'm saying, not what filters through your evil mind. Are you listening to me? God Almighty wants to do something almighty in and through your life. Will you let him? Will you listen? Will you allow him to save you, set you apart, make you that man or woman that he created you to be? Or will you sit there and make excuses and develop all these problems in the church that keep you from being that man or woman? Enough.
Amen. Yeah.
Enough. See, I'm sorry. I know we preachers aren't supposed to be leaders, but that's what leaders do. Leaders lead.
Amen.
Amen? In Ephesians chapter 1, I want you to hear this. And I want to ask you, are you ready for everything God has for you this morning?
Amen.
Not someday I'll get ready. Oh, before I die, I'll get it right. You know, no. Are you ready this morning for everything God has for you right now? Look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Our verses, actually, you could keep that there. That's actually our verses. And we'll get there. Don't worry, I'll have you out the hall since by 12. Don't worry about it. All right? But the bottom line, I want you to hear this. I want you to understand this. Look at verse 3. Look at verse 3. Are you ready? God wants to pour all the blessings of heaven out on you this morning. Are you ready? Did you come in here moaning and moping, gotta make the donuts? Or did you come in here saying, I want it all, baby. I want it all. I want it all. I want it all. I want all of it. I want all the blessings. I don't want none for Pastor Jay. I want it all, baby. Amen? Pour it out. Pour it out. Pour it out. Church, most of us didn't come in ready. Most of us came in to muddle through church. God doesn't want you as a man or woman of God to muddle through church. He doesn't want you to muddle through anything. He wants to pour out heavenly blessings, all the blessings of heaven. Man, I wish I had an hour just to talk about that. You want me to take an hour just to talk about that? But I want you to hear, think about it. This afternoon, sit in a chair. Eagles are done. They're not on, so you don't have to watch them. Just think about it. What could be the blessings of heaven that God Almighty wants to pour out on me today? You say, well, that's for other people. That's for perfect people. That's for people that have their act together. Good luck finding them. But the bottom line is, look at verse 4. Then he says, listen, and not only do I want to pour out the blessings of heaven on you, I chose you personally before I even created the world to experience those blessings. Amen. Seriously? I'm talking about almighty blessings. And we just kind of sit there. Oh, yeah, whatever. No! Time to step up. Time to step out. Time to become a superhero. He goes on and says, listen, I'm going to adopt you. I'm going to redeem you. I'm going to forgive you. I'm going to pour out my wisdom into your life. Are we letting him do that? Every morning, he wants those new blessings to be real and powerful and almighty. Well, I got stuff to do. Well, then you're too stinking busy. You're missing it. And it ain't nobody's fault. Nobody else's fault. It's yours. Are you there? Are you there? I want you to understand, all of this is to get us to that eternal map, that eternal DNA, that eternal vision that God Almighty has for you. He created it, he developed it, he put it in your mind and heart and soul before he even created the world. How did he do that? I have no idea. I just know that's what he says. That's what he's talking about this morning. Amen? 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 Look at verse 11. In him, we were also chosen, having been predestined. That's a powerful word. You know, I love Presbyterians. Not all of it, but I love Presbyterians. The problem with us Nazarenes, when I grew up a Nazarene, every time an evangelist came, he scared me so bad, I went and got reborn again. Because I was afraid I was going to get hit by that train on the way home, even though there weren't any trains in our town. You know? I mean, they get up there and tell you, oh, somebody hit a tree on the way home. Oh, my goodness. Oh, God, go to the altar. You know, we were a bunch of flakes. I want you to understand something. What God does in you is eternal. It's been planned and it's been developed for thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Yeah. It's not something that can be shaken by Satan or anything that happens in this world. It's deep and it's real and it's powerful and it's almighty and it will see you through anything. Amen? Amen? Amen. Are you with me? Yeah. Are you hanging with me? Yeah. This is good stuff. I got to take my coat off. We got to get this, guys. We've got to get this. We've got to get this. This was predestined. Before God created the whole universe, he made this plan with your name on it. Amen? You know, yesterday I was writing a devotional. I'm writing some devotionals for a book. And it was this thing about inheritance that we get. And it said that he's been, since he left here, he's been preparing my inheritance. Now, it took him 7 days to make the stinking universe. What's my inheritance going to be like? Amen. And this is the inheritance he's talking about. Are you living in it? Yeah. Yeah. Are you accepting it? Are you excited about it? Or are you in church? No, I'm serious. Yep. You can sit there and be mad all you want. But the bottom line is, most of us are missing it.
Yeah. Amen.
Yep. Just kind of dawdling along. Hope the church don't die. Oh, please. Hope the devil doesn't get me. Oh, please. You've got an eternal inheritance.
Amen.
You've got an eternal DNA. It's awesome. It's powerful. Satan can't touch it. No matter what happens in your life, Satan can't knock that out of you.
Amen.
You say, well, I got nothing to tell people. Really? Really? Are you serious? Well, I'm not sure what to say. Well, listen. I'll teach you exactly what to say. Amen. In him, we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will.
Yeah.
Yes, baby.
Conformity.
It brings you in line or in synchronization with him. It locks you with him in the same path. Is that right? Is that good?
Sounds good.
Okay. Does that make sense, honey? All right. What's happening here is you need to understand, sure, there's life. Sure, there's stuff. Sure, there's people. Sure, there's past. Sure, there's circumstances, and they're going to be circumstances. Here's the cool part. God Almighty is going to bring all his power and all his glory and all his wisdom and all his angels and all his, and he's going to bring it together to get you back to the center of his almighty eternal will.
Amen.
To that DNA. You want to explode in joy? You want to come to church expecting? You want to come to church knowing that God Almighty has something extraordinary for you? Get in the center of that DNA, that almighty plan.
Amen?
Amen. Tell everybody you know. You can be there. You can be fulfilled. You can be happy. You can have joy. You can have peace. Don't worry about the junk. You can. You really can. Next verse, honey. In order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. I want you to take a second. I love this part. I just love this part. I just love this part. Most people feel pretty poor about themselves because every one of us has done some not so intelligent things.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
And Satan is masterful at reminding us of those things. Amen?
Amen.
He's just good. But let me tell you what God's doing. God's taking every ounce of everything he is and everything he has and everything that's his. And he's pouring it out on me and you. Is he? Is he? Is he? Is he? Amen? You don't want to miss this. I don't care how long you've been in church. You don't want to miss this. Amen? And pour that out on us to free us from the garbage, to clean up the mess, and to center us in the center of that almighty, eternal, glorious, wonderful plan to lift us up, to make you the praise of God's eternal glory. Come on, folks. Are you hearing the message? Or are you just stuck? Are you hearing the message? Or are you just stuck? I won't have it on the board, but look over at verse 19 of that same chapter. Listen to that. God Almighty is sending the greatness of his power toward you, toward me, toward us who believe in him.
Amen.
He wants to make you eternally buff. Amen. Huh? Amen. Sorry. Who said that? Who said that? I was going to hurt myself. Hear what I'm saying? If this isn't you, don't blame the preacher. That crazy man told you. Don't blame the church. Don't blame your kids. Don't blame your mama. Don't blame anybody. Blame yourself. Because you're stuck in a religious mode and you will not allow Almighty God to do the great work he wants to do in your life. Allow him to send you this great power, this great dynamite today.
Amen?
Amen? Yeah. Now, next verse. Look at chapter 2, verse 10. Turn over to 2:10. For we are God's handiwork. Now, I want you to get this one. I want you to get this one, baby. This is awesome. All of God's energy and all of God's focus is focused in on you. And what this really says is you. I want you to say this to yourself. I am God's masterpiece.
I am God's masterpiece.
Think about it.
Amen.
Think about it. Think about it. The same person that created the universe in 7 days is going to make out of you an eternal masterpiece. If he's not, why isn't he? Why isn't he? I want you to understand something. God has something almighty with your name on it. I know it's scary to go there. I know it is. Oh, I might fail. Worst things can happen. Oh, I might look bad. I look bad all the time. Who cares? You know, seriously. You know, I might make God look like a fool. I think he's big enough to handle it. Okay? I told you about Betsy's book. And I'll put Betsy's book in the library as soon as my wife, who probably wants to read it, gets done with it. Or she reads about 10 books like me. But and in that book, there was a woman. Now, I want you to think about this, because so often we think, well, I can't do this. This woman had this nasty husband and a passel of kids. He decided he didn't want to be her husband. So he leaves. She's stuck in a homeless pattern for many years. I never forget one part that amazed me. There came a point where her sweet spot, now I want you to think about this, her sweet spot where she found rest more than she had for many, many years was in a shelter in Brooklyn. When you're home enjoying your house today, I want you to think about this. God Almighty got a hold of her life. And somehow she started collecting clothes and little furniture and small items. And she started giving it to people. Okay? And little by little, it wasn't little, it was big. And God started using her in mighty ways in hurting people's lives. And now remember, this is a homeless woman. A homeless, at that time, woman with nobody to care for her. And God got a hold of her life, and little by little by little, it got so big. She did find a husband, by the way. All right? It got so big that eventually, the church wasn't even big enough. We're talking Brooklyn Tab. They now have a big warehouse and trucks. And they don't even do clothes anymore. They got so big with the furniture and small, what would you call that? Appliances. That now she has this tremendous ministry. And somebody in our church told me that this woman even helped him when he and his kids had no furniture. You say, well, what's that got to do with me? God's got something like that with your name on it too.
Amen.
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 You know, but you know, the problem is lots of times it may take a little work. And I'm still ruled by my lazy bone. And I don't want to get too crazy with it. Yes, you do. You want to do something fully for God.
Amen.
You know, there was another little girl who was brought up, and I guess there's this, and I may have the name wrong, but it's kind of a cross between voodoo and Catholicism called Santeria.
Santeria.
Santeria? That's what I said.
Yeah.
And this little girl was literally one who the priestess looked at her and said, you're gifted. You're blessed. They kind of set her apart and said, we believe that our God is going to use you in a special way. And as she grew up, she was in the party scene. She was in the drug scene. She was really, really messed up. And through a lot of different things, I don't have time to get into it all, her family and friends invited her to church. She found Jesus Christ. God came into her life. She always loved to sing. She started in the youth choir at Brooklyn Tab. Now she is one of the soloists in the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir and travels all over the world singing to the glory of God.
Amen.
What's our problem? You see, you need to understand something. God didn't save you to sit like a bump on a log in church.
Amen.
God saved you for something extraordinary and miraculous.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
You.
Amen.
You say, well, that's just for special people. You are a special people.
Amen.
God chose you before he created the world to do something extraordinary in him. I had to throw in Peter here. My man Pete was nothing but a smelly fisherman. I guess it's not nice to call fishermen smelly, but I've heard when Roy comes home from fishing, it's... This man didn't have any education. He had nothing going for him. Even when he was with Jesus, he was kind of a nutcase zealot. Amen? Thank God for nutcase zealots. Everybody else is boring. Amen? God took this uneducated, unfocused fisherman and made him the first kind of president, head of the church of Jesus Christ. What about you? What's the plan with your name on it? What's God got for you? What almighty task does God have for you? You say, well, everybody around me will think I'm a nut. Well, quit hanging around those people and hang with some people who know Jesus. Amen. Well, nobody else in my family, I couldn't care less what my family does. I love them, but I ain't following them. I'm following him. Amen? Amen. You know, if you'll notice, I don't even care what the church thinks. No, that's what leaders do. Amen? Aren't you glad for a leader who's not sitting around taking the pulse of the people? What can I preach today? Amen. Seriously. That's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But God has something extraordinary with your name on it. It's been there before he even created the world. It's eternal. It's almighty. Why aren't you doing it? Well, I'm too young. No. No. Don't you dare use that excuse. I'm too old. No. Some of the dudes in the Bible didn't get started until they're 80. Some of us still got 20 years to prepare. And I ain't kidding. I'm not telling you this so that you can say, wow, that was an exciting sermon. I couldn't care less what you think of my sermon. What I care less about is, what is God saying to you about who you were created to be? I want to tell you something that makes people mad when I say it. You already know what you're supposed to do, and you already know what you're supposed to be. You do. You already know. Amen? Most of us have just chosen the mediocre route and never bothered to do it. We just go to church. But God's got something almighty with your name on it, and you do have the power of God to step up and be that and do that. You can be a superhero by the supernatural power of God. Are you hearing me? Is anybody hearing me today? Turn in your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. I want you to read this every day for the next week. I want you to read this. I want you to read this. I want you to memorize this. I want you to live this. I want you to declare that I am going to live this out in my life this week. God did not give you a spirit of wussiedom.
Amen.
God did not save you to be a wimp. God did not save you to be an excuse maker. God did not save you so that you can blame everybody else. Anybody else. Anything else. God did not give you a spirit of timidity. Step up and be a man. Step up and be a woman. Now, if you're a man, don't be a woman. But you hear what I'm saying. All right? There's a lot of confusion about that today. But you hear what I'm saying. Step up and be an adult. Step up and grow a spine. Every once in a while, in my office when I'm counseling, I'll throw somebody a buck and tell them to go buy one. You know? Sometimes people just, it's amazing. And I'm going to be honest with you guys, most of it's guys. Oh, well. Oh, goodness gracious. Stop. Step up. God did not give you a spirit of timidity. He gave you a spirit of dynamite.
Amen.
He gave you a spirit of power. He gave you the ability to knock down walls and bust loose the chains.
Amen.
Are you doing it? Or are you just sitting there wondering why you ain't doing nothing? You ain't feeling the glory of God. You're not experiencing the glory of God because you're too busy doing junk. Too busy thinking junk. Too busy allowing Satan to rule your mind and your heart. Too busy blaming everybody else and everything else. Step up, get out there, and become the man or woman God created you to be. Now, I know that's too tough a talk. We preachers aren't supposed to talk like that, but it's time we do. Because if we stepped up and we became the man or woman God created us to be, maybe we would change this country. Amen? He didn't give you a spirit of timidity. He gave you one of power. He gave you one of love. I've had people tell me, well, you need to examine your heart. Because you don't love. And the reason they say that is because I didn't tell them the wimpy thing they wanted me to tell them. I do not have a reputation for wimpydom. I have a reputation for truth. And when I go before God, that's the exact reputation I want.
Amen?
Amen.
Yes.
Let me help you with something. The truth is love.
Amen.
And the truth will set you free. And if you love those around you, you will tell them the truth.
Amen. That's right.
And they'll be mad at you, but they will get over it. And if you tell them the truth, when the chips are down and they really need somebody, they're not going to go to their other wimpy friends. They're going to come to you.
That's right.
Because they know you love them enough to do what is necessary to get them out of the mess they've gotten themselves into in their lives. Love. Do you love? Do you agape people? Or do you just want to make them feel good? You see, God didn't give us a spirit of timidity. He gave us one of love. And if when he was little, I saw him walking toward the road. I snatched him up. And I made sure he knew why I snatched him up. Not because I didn't love him, but because I did. Not timidity, love. And last, I love this one. He did not give you a spirit of confusion. He did not give you a spirit of, well, I'm just not sure. He gave you a spirit that has a rock solid mind.
Amen.
He gave you a spirit that has rock solid judgment. You don't have to walk out of here equivocating to a crazy world. I don't go out and bust their chops, but I will not allow foolishness around me. That is not a lack of love. That is love. If somebody's not sure, I tell them, the power is there for you to be who God created you to be. You can have peace. You can have hope. You can have joy. You can have power. Step up, snatch it, and live it, baby.
Amen.
That's for every person here. Every person here. Are you living out that awesome eternal DNA to be that person that you were created to be? Are you living in the power of God? Are you living by the Spirit of God that is not a spirit of timidity and excuses and floundering? It's a spirit of power. It's a spirit of love. And it's a spirit that's solid as a rock.
Amen.
That is exactly what every person in this world, that is exactly the superhero that these kids need and want us to be.
Amen.
The question is, will you step up and live it?
Amen.
Let's see. Father, this morning, I'm not going to have an altar call. Not going to have some emotional gig. Just going to pray that every one of us would think about what you had to say today through your word. Lord, help us to leave this place today and live by your Spirit. Live in your power. Live in your love. Live in your glory. Live in a rock solid feet on the ground. I know who I am. I know God's will. I'm walking toward it, and no matter what comes my way, I am going to conquer that.
Amen.
Father, I thank you for this word today. Now help us to go and live it in your might, in your power, in your glory. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. God bless you.